Good morning. It's the 1st of March. Our middle reading today is Psalm 105. Once again, I'm reading to you from Brother Dudley Fifield. This section of Brother Dudley's comment on the psalm is headed God's Covenant with Abraham. It was Israel's calling to be a kingdom of priests and an holy nation, Exodus 19, verse 6. They were to be God's witnesses in the midst of the earth. So they are exhorted now to proclaim the wonderful works of God to all the people of the earth. Verse 1 reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon, literally proclaim, his name, make known his deeds among the people. These words are quoted by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 12, verse 4, in a context that makes clear that they have their truest expression when Israel finally fulfil their destiny in the kingdom age. It has been pointed out that the first five verses of this psalm present us with 10 features of true worship. 1. Give thanks unto the Lord. 2. Call upon his name. 3. Proclaim his deeds among the people. 4. Sing psalms unto him. 5. Talk of his wondrous deeds. 6. Glory in his name. 7. Let your heart rejoice. 8. Seek the Lord. 9. Seek his face, that is to say, his presence. And finally, 10. Remember his marvellous works. The RV margin renders the word talk in verse 2 as meditate. The reference to seeking the Lord in verse 4 would appear to suggest presenting oneself at his tabernacle, where the face or presence of the Lord and the Ark of the Covenant dwelt in the midst of his people. They were called to remember the wonderful works he had performed and the judgments that he had spoken in and against the land of Egypt, for they were the seed of Abraham, his servant, and the children of Jacob, his chosen. Grammatically, his servant could refer either to Abraham or to his seed, but given the parallelism with the children of Jacob, his chosen, it would appear that the reference is to Israel and not to the patriarchs themselves. In these things Israel were to rejoice, for he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant for ever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Notice that the covenant was renewed and confirmed to Isaac and Jacob, because it was through this line of Abraham's family that God's purpose was to be carried forward. That is, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Covenants between men are usually negotiated between equal parties. They are often arrived at by compromise. God's covenants are different. They are imposed by a greater upon a lesser. It is the word which he commanded and confirmed for a law. God lays down the conditions, and to enjoy the benefits, man must accept them. So God promised, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. These promises God had made when they were few in number, and when they wandered in the land they should afterwards inherit as pilgrims and strangers. During all this period, they dwelt among the inhabitants of the land as foreigners without any rights of citizenship, and they depended on the providential hand of God to protect them. With that last thought, we might reflect upon the providential hand of God toward us in our day and generation. Thank you for listening.